programming sponsored by Notre Dame Federal Credit Union. Over 100% financing on auto loans. Where you bank does matter.
The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at relevantradio.com.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Irrelevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
I am here, child.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. We come to you every weekday to give you a little bit of hope, a little bit of help on your journey of faith, helping you sort out what God may be asking of you. As you journey through your everyday life, great to have all of you with us on the program today. Let's say hello to our spiritual director, Father Ethan Southard, joining us for the first time as one of our spiritual directors. Father Ethan, a priest in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, associate pastor at Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Santa Clarita, California. Father Ethan Southard, welcome to the program. Great to have you on with us today.
Thank you so much, Chuck. It's a blessing to be with you, and good morning to all the listeners.
And we're going to talk today about our prayer life and really a lifestyle of prayer. As we do every day, we'll open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us. And how's your prayer life going, and do you really see it as a lifestyle? Well, we're going to talk about that today, and we'll give you the phone number here in just a minute and open these phone lines as well. But Father Ethan, we do like to start this hour with an opening prayer. Can we take a moment and ask you to lead that for us?
Absolutely. We'll just place ourselves in the presence of God by beginning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for our lives. Thank you especially for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and for the gift of love, the gift of the Holy Spirit, which fills our heart with your mercy, with your life. We just ask that we could have the grace to abide with you in all that we do. And that truly our life could be a prayer, lived with you and in you. And we ask for the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and dear Saint Joseph. And we make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father Ethan Southard, our spiritual director on the program today, and talking about our prayer life and a lifestyle of prayer, and what's your experience of that? And again, we'll open the phone lines here in just a moment. But Father Ethan, get us started here. Lifestyle of prayer. What are we talking about?
Well, it sounds, you know, maybe it sounds a little complicated sometimes or intimidating, a lifestyle of prayer. But really, it's just supposed to be something simple. It's just the way that we live. And it's, Jesus says in the Gospel of John in the 15th chapter, he says, "Abide in me as I abide in you, just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me." And so abiding, that lifestyle of prayer is simply that. It's just abiding with the Lord and letting the Lord actually pray within us. And so to do that, we just slow down a little bit in our daily lives, and it means that we don't have to try so hard because we let the Lord just live his life within us.
Father Ethan Southard is our spiritual director. If you're just joining us on the program today, Father Ethan, a priest in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Let's open up our phone line, sponsored by the Catholic Order of Foresters. Toll free if you'd like to join us today, 888-914-9149, and our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But But your prayer life, how's it going for you? And as we talk today about a lifestyle of prayer, have you been able to experience that? Whereas Father Ethan is talking about that the Lord abides in you. He lives in you. And your life really becomes a life of prayer. What's that like for you? Again, toll free. If you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Just a reminder that our Relevant Radio toll-free studio line is sponsored by the Catholic Order of Foresters. More information about their flexible premium life insurance plans, all available through our website, relevantradio.com/Forester, the Catholic Order of Foresters. And Father Ethan, let me ask you, when we talk about a lifestyle of prayer, because as I was praying about the program this morning and thinking about my own prayer life, but is there a tendency for us to isolate our prayer life from everything else? So we have our family life, we have our work life, and yes, we have our prayer life, and it's something I do in the morning or maybe before I go to bed, and certainly on Sunday when we go to Mass. But is there a tendency, and then maybe therefore, danger might be too big a word for us, but is there a tendency for us to separate our prayer life from really who we are and what we do?
Chuck, you know, our world right now likes to categorize things and you know, put things in a certain box and make it nice and easy, and it's kind of divisive in that way. And so, like you mentioned, you know, maybe we could start to check boxes off and say, oh, okay, well, I went to Mass on Sunday, and I said my prayer at my meal, and I said my prayer before I went to bed, but now it's time that I go to work and I do work, or now it's time where I drive and I go for a drive. But Jesus is really inviting us. It's not so much a separation of prayer or checking off a box, but he's inviting us into a relationship. And it's a relationship, it's the same relationship that he has with his heavenly Father. So Jesus is drawing us into that relationship with the Holy Spirit. So we're actually being drawn into that inner life that Jesus has living within him. And so that life, it's not something that could be turned on or turned off or put in this box or put in that box or separated. It's something that is just, it's flowing through us. It's a life that flows through us. And we're actually given this life, we're invited into that relationship in our baptism. Because it's in our baptism that we're actually given, we're divinized. We're actually given the very inner life of God. And that's why we're baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So it's that relationship which we're drawn into, it's that life which starts to well up within our hearts, within our souls, and it pours out in everything we do. So even something as simple as taking a walk in the morning becomes a prayer, where when we go to work and we sit down to do the work, that becomes a prayer. I'm actually sitting at a desk here, and there's a little sign, Ora et Labora, and that's from St. Benedict. And so St. Benedict is saying, you know, just to move into that rhythm of work and prayer. So it's just this nice, easy abiding in the Lord and to let him do our work and let him live his life within us.
And then so just to build on that for us a little bit, if you would, Father Ethan, in terms of I'm driving to work today, and so I'm in traffic and things aren't going as well as I had hoped, or I'm in a meeting that's a little bit difficult, having a heart-to-heart talk with maybe somebody I work with. But Jesus is in that, is what you're saying, and we can make those difficult moments, those frustrating moments, those moments that we wish maybe might be a little bit different, we can make that a prayer, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And not only can we make it a prayer, but Jesus is making it a prayer for us. You know, sometimes our life, you know, we think, oh, well, when I pray, everything has to be perfect and still and nice and easy and clean, and I'll feel good when I pray. Because that's what it seems like. But Jesus, when he was on the cross, that was probably the deepest prayer, most intimate prayer, and it was kind of ugly and kind of messy. And in fact, the night before he went to the cross, he was begging that that cup could pass from him. He begged his Father three times. And he says, if it's your will, I don't want to do this tomorrow. So maybe sometimes when we have you know, for those of us who are in high school, we've got a big exam or college, or we've got a big project due at work, or maybe we have to visit somebody that we don't necessarily get along with. It's that family get together, and we're going to see that person that we have that grudge with. You know, we may not be super excited about going to do that, but that could actually be a prayer. And we may even pray, you know, Jesus, I don't want to have to go to that meeting tomorrow. Jesus, let me stay away from the family reunion. But if it's your will, let it be done. And so it's in that surrendering and that accepting of God's will in our life, that's the deeper abiding. And it, even though it may be scary, or even though, you know, we may be caught in the traffic, here in Los Angeles, we have the 405 freeway. And sometimes it's more like the 405 parking lot. And we could get frustrated because, oh no, here I go again, I'm going to be in traffic. But if we're abiding in the Lord, there's that life that's happening on the inside. It's that inner life that is coming up within us. And as we're abiding with Him, all of a sudden those difficult things on the outside can seem a little bit easier, and it actually does become a prayer.
Hmm. Father Ethan Southard is our spiritual director. Let's take our first break, talking today about our prayer life and how do you make your prayer life a lifestyle of prayer. Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. We're taking a break, and we are coming right back.